I'm on that yacht, dog.
Bro, I got a vegan.
Mm-hmm. A who?
I got a vegan.
A what?
And this boy eat McDonald's. Ocho versus science. This is a thing.
I'm going to get you together, too. You been eating healthy your whole career?
No.
No? You had any injuries early in your career?
No, linger. I didn't have surgery my early in my career.
Right. I mean, were the injuries early in your career, were they hampering where you weren't able to function and produce?
I know where you're going, bro.
Talk to me.
I know where you're going.
Just talk to me now. We be here. Don't even pay the cameras no mind. Me and you, this barbershop talk.
Say, I know.
Okay.
But I'm saying, I know where you're going.
Okay, well, I think I need you this upcoming season to change your diet. Go back to eating honey buns, Twinkies, McDonald's.
I'm going to tell you why I can't do that.
Why?
Because if I did that, then I would be 280.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Listen, if you need me to come live with you, I come stay with you and make sure you don't gain no weight. Because I work out like a madman.
You know what his diet is?
I know McDonald's is 80% of it.
85%, that's a better number.
Swear.
Yeah, ain't nothing changed. That's why I look like this. Right now, I'm 230 right now. You can't even tell.
Your genetics and my genetics are two different genetics.
He don't understand that. That's what I was trying to tell him.
Whoa. We ain't finna do that genetic bullshit.
That's what we doing. You don't understand that. Why you
understand that? You black?
It's hell.
That's what I am too.
Yeah.
It can happen.
I understand that, but you're not understanding me when I tell you. If I eat honey buns and certain foods, bro, like I'm blow up, bro.
Are you Superman?
That's facts.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wheel straight up. Look in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
You're Superman.
But I'm trying to tell you, Ocho, like, bro.
Listen, I'm going to get with you. Because I'm going to get you a meal. I'm going to be a meal prep.
Well, if that's going to be the case, let me see what the first day meals prep going to be. What I'm eating for breakfast.
First day meal prep, we're going to McDonald's. Hotcakes with sausage, sausage muffin, a large orange juice.
Okay, what's for
then
my snack?
Then we're going to work out.
What's for my snack?
Pop-Tarts. 6 boiled eggs.
Okay.
What flavor Pop-Tart?
Strawberry, frosted icing.
Okay.
From Publix or Winn-Dixie.
What's for lunch?
Lunch? We're going to go to Bahama Breeze. Pasta. Okay. Jerk chicken pasta, extra chicken, no asparagus.
Say less.
With mushrooms.
What's my other snack?
So before we get dinner, we got a snack in between.
Yeah, that's what
And that's for you. You can throw your little healthy shit in there. Your little rice cakes. I don't know what vegans eat. Vegan, I said it right?
Yeah.
Vegan, whatever your vegetables eat, you can throw it in there. And then dinner, we go ham.
What's ham? We eating the ham?
No. Dinner, we going soul food.
Okay.
We going soul food.
Now, soul food for the viewers and the people that, like, what's your soul food? Your soul
All
food?
Right, my soul food, my dish, which I'm going to put you on because it's going to create a callus in the body, will prevent no more injuries in 2021. So bake the fried chicken. You can go dark meat, white meat, have you like. For me, I like three legs, candy yams, macaroni and cheese, and greens. Sweet water cornbread and chocolate cake, yellow cake, chocolate icing.
Can't keep up with it.
Listen, this is every day. I need you for 6 months. That's all I need. I need 6 months. You ain't gotta pay me.
What about weighing in?
Wait, you can weigh in, you can play anyway because you're a quarterback.
No, I'm not any quarterback, though.
I know. No, you're Superman.
But listen to me. Listen. So what you think my body fat would be then?
Probably 3%. Because I didn't even get into the other part of me and you training together.
Okay, how many times are we going to train today?
Probably two, because I do my own 2-a-days now.
Okay, so what does that consist of?
Well, it depends.
So on what?
I mean, I gotta break it down based on your body fat and where you at right now.
I'm here, look
at how much you weigh right now.
I'm 250.
250? I can get you down to 210 by in 2 months.
He don't understand.
210 in 2 months?
Easy.
I'm already trying to lose 20 pounds.
All right.
20? How much you weigh right now?
I'm 250.
Bro, look.
He don't believe Ocho in versus, a nutritious.
He don't believe in this. Right? For me, when you talk about his DNA and his God-given ability and also his work ethic, I tell him, like, you should be still playing in the league if you really wanted to. But you saw the show, how he jumped in my face, put his leg on the table, talking about Ocho versus science. That don't mean nothing.
But let me ask you this. So, genetics,
We got the same gene pool.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm gonna tell you why.
DNA is the same.
Who's faster? Last name? Who faster, me or you?
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably you.
But in your heyday?
Me? Easily. But I can get your speed up by dropping your weight easy.
But that's, listen, so your heyday, give me an age where you was at your heyday.
Probably 22 to 30.
So let's say you at 22 and me at 22, we race. Who's going to win?
Me.
Same diet. Who's going to win?
Me.
Genetics.
Mm.
I saw that's the case right there. You always been fast.
Right.
You've always been quick. So for me to sit, for you to just say it's not about genetics, you've always had those traits. And yeah, we're talking about diet and things like that. We can make premium diets for whoever we need and whoever we want. But at the end of the day, you still have to go back to genetics. If your mom is 5'2 and your dad is 5'4, you being 6'7 is not likely. If your mama fat, your daddy fat, you're gonna be fat. Was your daddy fast?
Yeah.
Was your brother quick?
That's not where we're going right
now. Ocho versus science. All right, let me shift real quick.
Jump in.
So since we talking about, you know, performance, and you talked about diet in this season, pre-COVID,
mm-hmm.
I'm on first things first. We having a discussion. Should we pay Cam right now? Like, should Patriots be talking about an extension? You open up the season 15, you got it done on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
15 rushes, right. 75 yards with a win, Miami. Follow that up, Seattle, was that Sunday night football or Monday night football?
Sunday night.
Sunday night football. Ooh, it was a thriller. Came down to the end goal line. Y'all ran a damn sweep. That play was terrible, Josh McDaniels. But anyway, hold on.
I can't let you do that. Mickey D's, that's my dog.
Mickey D's, I had him. But hold on. All right, maybe so. But here's my thing, right? I ain't like the play call because y'all did it 3-4 times in a row, like the last two
walk-ins. Weeks.
Okay, right. But of course, you know teams is going to be scouting. Get,
but this is the thing about football, and this is the thing about sports, and this is the thing about analysis and critics. Looking back at it, of course, we always say, if it would have worked, then you'd have been like, bro, then you asking Pete Carroll, like, how couldn't you stop this play?
Right.
We ran it numerous times, but at the same time, when if you playing the Lakers, who you know about to get the ball?
LeBron.
If you playing Golden State,
Steph.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Back when.
No, you got the young.
So
boy
for
now.
Me, I'm like, if that ball was anybody with anybody else, it was a sin. That's just my theory. That's just my thinking.
But we couldn't go to the right. We couldn't do the draw. We couldn't do. There was other plays, but that's a whole nother discussion. Here's the thing. I'm gonna jump right into it. Pre-COVID. 50 started off the season, bam, 15 rushes, 75 yards. Oh, is that the blueprint? Is that how they're going to get it done? Is that how they're going to use Cam? You followed up Sunday night football. You throw for damn 400 yards, 397 yards, bruh. And it really was fluky at the end. It could have went anyway. You right about that. And then you follow that up, right? Great game, decent game. Everybody talking about, okay, the Bill Belichick's a genius. Then COVID hit. What the hell happened after COVID?
Okay, I used the analogy today. So from Atlanta, Georgia originally, right? I'm coming to Miami. I was driving to Miami, two different cars. Everybody's on the same wave. I'm following this car, right? I make a phone call to the front car and say, hey, I got to get some gas, but y'all go on. Boom, they still gone. I get some gas, get some food, stop by McDonald's, whatever.
There you go.
No,
but they're gone, right? And then by the time I get back on the road, I'm behind. So, and I was one of the first athletes, football players to catch it. And I'm over here like, man, how did I get it? Where did it come from? You know what I mean? And everybody's in this panic mode, as we should still be. But yet through it all, you know, it just happened so fast. And when I came back, it was something that's where the lack of an offseason, that's the lack of having time, really being invested in a system, kind of showed itself.
I felt like the first game, although everybody was praising you, you know, 15 for 75, I ain't feel like you had your legs under you.
No.
The first game, right? But you did your thing.
Right.
And then you followed up Sunday Night Football, and it was like, holy, it's Cam back, yeah. right? So, like, how do you go from that to then post-COVID to, like, now you guys here's why I'm going here, right? Because, like, I got COVID in December. December 16th, it hit me, mm-hmm. and I was 10 days in quarantine. And it took me a month to feel like myself again, right? You was back in, what, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So when I experienced that, I'm reporting on this for the whole season. Right. December 16th is when I got it. And all I could think about was like, damn, like, what was Cam going through? What was Myles Garrett going through? You know, so you never talked about that.
Right.
And I'm not trying to lead you anywhere. I don't know if you had any symptoms, but what was your experience like? And I do want to hear, like, how did things get off the rail afterwards? And then you kind of...
So that's a loaded question. So what would you want the symptoms part or...
Correct, because there's some people... Test positive, you know, there's no symptoms.
So just to paint the picture, I got the phone call 5 a.m. and it was Saturday, so I didn't need to be up that early. Usually everybody knows the football schedule on Saturday. It's just walkthroughs.
Right.
And we got a later start time. And when the phone call came, I thought I was dreaming. You know, the athletic trainer called me. And was like, you tested positive. Hello? Yeah, you, Cam, you there? I said, yeah, tested positive. I didn't even know what to think. My cousin at the time, who was with me, serves as my assistant, was there with me too. And it was only a matter of time because we lived together, right? And throughout that whole time I was out, I was just waiting, like, what am I supposed to feel? Like, day one go by, day two go by, day three. And after, like, day five, I'm like, okay, like, what's up? Like, am I supposed to be feeling sick? Is it supposed to be feeling like flu? Is it supposed to be scratchy throat, itchy? Like, I mean, body aches? And
yeah. You're asymptomatic, then, basically.
Basically. That's how I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a false positive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that was the word that was going around then, like, a false positive. So I'm like, man, come on, like, how am I supposed to feel? How am I supposed to react? What am I supposed to be taking? I'm drinking fluids, I'm drinking water, I'm drinking the Pedialyte, the Gatorades. And, you know, it just never really hit me. The only thing that I'd probably say it really hit me was my smell. I really couldn't smell. And then I didn't realize that until my cousin brought it to my attention. I was like, man, I really can't smell. And it didn't dawn on me that I lost my smell. But that was pretty, if I really had to finger point something, that was it. It was just like walking outside in the morning where that fresh air and like your nose is right. And you really, it takes you a time to really collect yourself and do that. But by the time I came back, I didn't feel comfortable.
Physically.
Skillfully. And a lot of that discomfort came pre-snap. I've always valued my talents as something that's the improv. Like, I'm going to make a play. I know how to make a play. I'm going, you know, in this system, it dictates, you know, by certain things and working extra with, you know, Josh and
I had
Jed
Josh
at the
in my
time.
Head. Yeah, Jed was my receiver coach. Yeah, Josh was my
he
head coach.
Spoke so highly of you, bro. And throughout those times, there was times where it's just like, hold on. Set wide Eddie. Am I supposed to sit? Why they? And I'm like,
yeah.
Lost. Of like, hold on, I'm thinking too much,
yeah.
Right? And
that's where you talk about the cars in the off season,
right? So if I'm going back to that analogy, the offense kept going, and I was stopped and stagnant for a week, 2 weeks. Then by the time I came back, it was new terminology and it was new.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on. But go back to level one.
Right.
But I wasn't just trying to learn a system for what it was. I was learning let's be honest, a 20-year system.
Correct.
In 2 months.
Correct. Well, I had it. And I pride myself on being a high football IQ guy. Mm-hmm. And it took me, hold on, y'all, all three, y'all can speak to this too, because y'all play in New England. But I had Josh McDaniels in Denver. And you know, most teams say 11 personnel. We got tight end. We got three wides. We got one back. right? That's just 11 personnel. We can go trips right. We can go deuce right. We can go double. We can do all that. We can go trips, we bunch, all of that. The New England, Josh McDaniels, Army, Navy. I don't know if they still had that stuff. Army, Navy, this person and that person in. So that was the first time I understood how complex
just to put it in layman's terms.
A million things.
So let's say, for instance, this is a personnel, right? And we call trips right. We call this McDonald's personnel, right? So Chad, you at X, obviously.
No, I'm X. He can go to Z. I'm X. No, bro. Who you want at? Who you want at X? Who you want at Z?
You at H?
Cam, you on the show now. Who the X, who the Z?
He always said the X was the first time.
Dog,
why you gotta repeat yourself?
Right,
listen,
why?
Listen.
As, no,
hey, you heard him just say he liked the improv, right? So who he wanted the X come hell or high water? Hey. Who the security blanket? The nigga that's gonna be open 24/7. You good? I got you.
Say that.
Stay eligible, B.
Stay eligible!
Stay eligible, B. You already know. Who?
Hey.
Yeah. You feel me?
Hey.
Who?
Hey,
I'm gonna tell y'all
about
that.
Way back.
So,
hey, that go way back.
No, that go way back.
Okay, who? Tell us your offense. X, who's your X? Who's your Z? It's okay, bro. It's
and this,
okay.
So
we retire. We don't get offended.
Who blocked
yes,
it? Who
no,
catch?
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't. So who your X? Who your Z? Because y'all, you know, like for the viewers out there.
Okay, let's change the personnel. X. So what's the personnel?
Gosh.
That's why I'm getting to the
point. So basically, you want Ocho as your ex.
He just said that. Why does he have to reiterate?
And he didn't simplify that for you, or he threw the whole thing at you?
No, they threw everything.
Bro, it took me 6 months to figure it out. I don't know about y'all experience. It took me 6 months.
But let me clear this up. Let me clear this up. I would not have wanted it any other way.
Mm.
Because for
you
me,
you didn't have an off season, bro.
That's true. But at the end of the day, sometimes you have to go through things in that type of manner to make you realize that you can't skip processes. I went in there thinking like, oh man, I'm he, man. I'm here now, like da 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 da. But bro, I needed time. I'd be the first person to tell you, I needed time.
You know what else I don't like? No disrespect to the personnel in New England. I wish you had some dogs with you, offensively.
That's his fault.
I wish you had a security blanket. So when I'm let me finish. You know that when I'm saying
right.
Some dogs
right.
Are Brandon Marshall,
X,
and Antonio Brown,
Z.
You get where I'm going, because every other every Aaron Rodgers has a security blanket and that's 17.
Yeah, real talk.
So you can come to the line and say well, you had to improvise and you was like, oh shit, where I'm at, but you know you can snap that bitch. You know it's one you can count on.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't like the fact that they. Their offense, I love it. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But my guy didn't have.
This is what I said, and I'm sorry. I'm putting you on the spot because there's a chance that you go back to New England, and I want to hear from
you. You get what I'm saying, all right?
100%.
Okay.
But here's
no
the
disrespect
deal.
To those that are
but
there
I,
now.
But I must say this on this topic before we move forward, though. It's not to say that they weren't or that they can't be.
They can't. But it's different.
And since we're being honest.
It's levels.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I do think Doughboy, I call him Nikhil Harry.
Mm.
He was battered. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's a real thing when they say the New England way, the Patriot way. Yeah. And
now, what is that? What do you mean? I don't know what that is. Y'all play. Y'all know. Y'all tell
it's,
me.
It's an aura where, bro, you're a machine. Like literally, when I did one of the games, I gave them my routine, bro. I'm waking up at 4:20, bro, just to be out of the house at 4:45. Outfit already picked out. I'm gonna be fresh.
At 4:20, we trying to smoke something.
You see what I'm saying? Like that's the only 4:20 you recognize, right? But 4:20, that was my alarm clock, right? So for me, I'm out of the house at 4:45, driving down the highway. I'm walking into the facility at 5:15, kind of like 5:20. Just how far I stayed away. But at the same time, you have to compartmentalize your feelings, compartmentalize your personal life, compartmentalize everything to enhance your mental stamina.
Right. Yeah.
Enhance your mental stamina. It doesn't matter about it's 8 o'clock at night. We have to watch film. We have to, you know, get these certain things done.
Yeah.
Right. And we all know who I was behind. And I wanted to make sure I gave everybody confidence knowing that I was doing everything right.
Right.
It already came natural. Me being an African-American.
Was that a change for you from Carolina?
No, that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Me being an African-American quarterback, a lot of times you're snipped with having the intellectual prowess that a Tom Brady may have, as a Aaron Rodgers, as a Drew Brees, as a
Peyton Manning.
Yeah. But when you look at, you know, the Lamar Jacksons, he's looked almost down upon because he's so athletic, but that don't mean, like, you can't respect him.
Right. For his IQ.
Exactly, his IQ. Russell Wilson, yeah. Kyler Murray. You know what I'm saying? Now, they get their just due because they're gunslingers.
No, do Russell Wilson get his just due?
I don't know. He's a superior talent. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day,
I want to get back to something because, like, you started, you saying, like, you know, you wish he had his dogs. I feel like, you did the right thing.
A dog. Security blanket.
You ain't had nothing. That's what I said. I said, this is on Bill Belichick. I'll be honest with you. You know, I can break down everything, but Bill Belichick, like, you went into that situation knowing that you didn't have that. And I feel like you could have done a better job because, bro, there's no tight end. Julian Edelman, he played 3-4 games, right? And I know you like Doughboy, but Doughboy, whether young. Better or whatever, like he's not that guy right now. So here's my thing though is like, you know, I remember watching all your press conferences. You said all the right things, like, excuse my language, phenomenal job, bro.
Man.
Like just standing up there, and you said, no, these are my guys. We have everything we need in the locker room. But the reality is that you didn't. The reality is that you didn't. And so, like, how you put yourself in that situation, like, everything I've seen you do, the moves you make off the field is so strategic, right? It's like, how you go to New England knowing that you don't have that?
You took the hardest job in the country.
I did.
Following Tom Brady.
But hear me out, though. What other options did I have? Since we being a bean, like, what other options did I have?
I think you had an option. You're Cam Newton. You're Superman.
But I intimidate a lot of people.
I understand.
And honestly, I intimidated the franchise that I was at.
100%. We all know that. We know the story.
So, let's keep it a bean. Let's keep it 100. Like, everybody's not used to knowing who they are and what they are and not being moved and bothered by it. Right? And for me, that's where I stand up the most. You know, a lot of people look at me from afar and is like, man, he's flamboyant. He's this, he's that. I want you to think like that. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I said that before. This is my second time saying it. I'm a finesse, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm a chameleon. I know how to make a way. You put me anywhere, I'm gonna figure it out. You could put me in a room full of billionaires and I'm gonna still find my way. You could put me in a room full of crackheads. I'ma still find my way. You could put me in a room full of hustlers and dope boys and scammers and whatnot. That's just the environment that I came from. You know what I'm saying? That's the environment that we're in still to this day.
Right, right, right.
We gotta figure it out. But at the end of the day, with me, a lot of people look at me and automatically assume he's this, he's that. And I understand that, and that's fine. But where that franchise was going, I was not in the plans. So by the time I got released, the only place that made sense for me, for my career, was New England.
Right, right.
And make no mistake about it, there was a lot of behind the scenes talk that I wasn't privy to about the plans moving forward. But the thing that I must say here.
A lot of behind the scenes talk from Carolina or the Patriots?
Carolina. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't in the plans, but that's the business.
Right.
And I learned that. And I respect Matt Rhule. I respect Tepper for putting me through that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm a man. I'm a father. You know what I'm saying? If my son see me crying and weeping about this, like, bro, figure it out. Because they got the good cereal in the pantry. Before they go back to Sugar O's, it's going to be a world of trouble.
Yeah, right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying? They need Frosted Flakes by Kellogg. Yeah. Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not Sugar O's or doggone Frosted Wheats.
Right.
Like, the real stuff. The
Publix bread.
You know, not the trash bag cereal, you know what I'm saying? Like the plastic bag, but for real. But to get back on the point, like, yeah. And I want, like, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know what I stand for. And I want to all, my message is always, bro, be you, bro.
Like, and that's hard to do.
Like, be you. Because when you flaw, when you're not genuine or you come off as like,
I give you respect for that. Because it took me 8 years to do that. Mm-hmm. And not until I got to the New York Jets where I finally stepped into myself. You was one of the first guys, you know, outside of Ocho that like, I'm comfortable being me, how I dress, how I talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, we put ball players in a box and say, this is how it's supposed to be. How a quarterback supposed to be, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, act like that, talk like that.
Right.
So I respect that.
I just want to talk about, I want to go back to New England, right?
Yeah.
We talked about New England. Belichick has this thing, the Patriot way, you mentioned that. You mentioned not having a long enough offseason, right, to be able to get things in place. Let's talk about the Patriot way. Was it an extreme challenge for you?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't nothing that I didn't have to get used to. I've been working. My work ethic was always high. It's still high.
There are a lot of people that wants to know exactly what the Patriot way is, though.
The Patriot way, like I said, it's mental stamina. Like, it's hard to explain, but that's the word. That's the definition. You have to have the same as much energy as you have for the first day of pads as the last day of pads.
Right, right.
And you're going to practice.
Right.
You got to be mentally tough. You got to be physically tough. Right. And that's what it is. You can't blink.
So were you ever considered a moron? That's Bill's favorite word.
Moron.
You're a fucking moron.
Hey, he got a lot of saying.
Everybody's a moron.
He ain't never called you a moron.
Nah, I ain't no fucking moron.
Well, but you said it's his favorite word. He said he called
it. It's his favorite word, but I was never.
If he called you a moron, what you'd have did?
Nothing.
What you mean what I would have did?
I'd have been cut. What do you mean nothing? If Bill called me a moron,
I seen Bill. Listen, I seen Bill cuss Tom out.
Exactly.
I seen him cuss Tom out day one on the field. They going at it, cursing each other out. The y'all got me in.
But check
your mean, bro.
You're expendable.
What you mean?
He's expendable.
What you mean?
Everybody's expendable.
Everybody. If you
What happened with you in New England? Why ain't work out with you? The Patriot way was too hard for you?
Nah, it's still football at the end of the day. They had too many motherfucking me, Wes Welker, Gronk, Aaron Hernandez,
Chico.
It was so much. And if you ain't up to speed,
it's hot
right
hand.
Then,
it's hot hand. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter your status.
I definitely wasn't finna complain.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Here's crazy. Y'all talk about the Patriot. I was in the Patriot way. Josh Mel was my head coach.
That don't count.
It do count. Let me tell you why.
I'm in New England to understand what that Patriot way is.
No. That's why it flamed out, because he literally came there and cut the damn. It was the Patriot way. I'm telling you. He was baby Bill.
You didn't Bruh, have
he
Bill.
Was baby Bill. I love McDaniels too.
But he's not baby Bill without Bill. He has his own way.
He do have his own way, but I truly believe because of his experience.
He didn't even know who you were.
I'm telling you, bro.
Okay, I'm curious to hear this.
All right. So this is what I mean. I'm coming off back-to-back seasons with 100 catches and Pro Bowl.
He didn't know that.
As soon as he ain't know that. That's exactly. He ain't know that.
He didn't know who
you
were.
The whole world know that.
Right.
You know what he said to me on day one? He said, I was like, Coach, like, you know, Coach Shanahan here, we was negotiating a contract. He's like, well, I don't know who you are. I really don't know what you've done. It literally took 4 weeks. I was rotating. I was behind, I'm sorry, bro, Larry Fitzgerald and Andre Johnson. And then they was talking about Brandon Marshall. And he telling me I got to rotate.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? You ever rotated in Cincy? Did they ever say, oh, Brandon, this is literally what we was doing in New England. Ocho, you up this drive. Then the next drive, Jabbar Gaffney, you're up. Then the next drive, you got, Brandon Lloyd, you up. Like, we was rotating. It wasn't till we playing against the Dallas Cowboys, and it's a 2-minute drill. And it was obviously the best receiver on the team. And Adam Gates was my receiver coach.
You were the best receiver?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm positive. Adam Gates is my receiver coach. I go to Adam Gates during a two-minute drill, and Adam Gates says, Brandon, you're down. I'm down. It's 2 minutes. The game is on the line. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, that's what it is. I go to Coach McDaniel. I said, Coach, what you talking about? I'm down. He says, don't worry about it. We're going 11 personnel. So I'm out there. So then we call Hitch, and Hitch converts to go versus press.
Press, yeah.
Kyle Orton throws it to me. I moss one of the corners over there. I take it to the crib. And then from that moment, after I came to South, I said, I'm not rotating no more.
You said that.
I said that, and I didn't rotate. But I'm saying all that because when you talk about the Patriot way.
That's the Patriot way.
Right.
Whoever got the hot hand, they don't give a fuck who you are. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Cam talked about when he went down with COVID, and when he came back, it was kind of like, what the fuck?
But that was mental, though.
Right. No, but they're not waiting for you.
Oh, no, they're still going to push. They're still going to put, like, here, oh, you forgot these books.
Right.
You know, like, hey.
That's not just football. That's life in general.
That's facts. That's what I'm saying. I'm not complaining. Hear me out when I tell you. I'm not complaining. We just having a conversation.
He ain't no slack. It's consideration. A lot of organizations, 31 other teams out there that would say, look, this is our starting quarterback. He got to be on everything. In New England, they're not necessarily saying that. It's up to you to do your job. It's up to you to stay on top of everything.
That's true, but that's different. But barring the position, like at that particular point in time and throughout the season, everybody knew I was the starter. So it wasn't like, you know, I wasn't, quote unquote, the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, clearly. Jason was his Stidham.
Now, but I will say this too. There were times where I knew I'm about to get pulled. And that's helpless.
Yeah, but what do you mean that's helpless?
Because you know your play is not congruent. Like, bro, I'm a realist, bro. Like,
but I ask you that because when you're playing bad or if it's not up to par or whatever you want to call it, and you have that in your head, you're done.
They're not waiting.
So that's why I want you to go deeper there. Because like if you're out there, you're saying white 80, and you're thinking about if I don't complete this pass, know what we say? Your ass get tight. Your ass get tight, boy. You know what I'm saying?
You went to New England as a all-pro, a pro bowler, MVP, every f***ing thing.
Yeah.
You did it all. But when you get there, because the way they operate, the New England way, they want the hot hand right now. They erase all that other shit. I play special teams in practice. Year 12. What the fuck?
Like, but another
what
thing,
the fuck you talking
another
about?
Thing too. Let's that go back to this. Let's go back to this. Like, I sensed a lot of things, like that. I wasn't that wasn't me. I'm not an argumentative person. I'm like, coach, let's figure it out. Like,
yeah.
And that example that you used. That's what they're like. That's a normal day, like arguing, like boom, 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 boom. And that's the competitive drive. Like, that's how they communicate. It's nothing like just for, and this is why I love and respect. I think Bill Belichick is the most misunderstood person in all of sports.
100%, 1,000%.
He dope as shit.
Yeah.
He is a cool dude. He understands the game. He's like an historian of the game.
Yeah.
And for you to just sit down and chat with him, like, it's like, damn, like, he's going back and he's got film, like, literally teaching the game. Yeah. Like,
what's his right hand man name?
Ernie. Man, he's a genius.
Yeah.
Like, does he give you that access, or you say you sit down with him? Because most people outside looking in, like, I feel like I had the Patriot way when Josh McDaniels came to Denver. You guys played in New England. And a lot of people outside is like, man, Bill's kind of cold. So when he gave you that access, open door?
Bill not cold, bro.
He's not. Like, Josh isn't either. Like, nobody's on that team has this aura where you do not want to be around them. It's everything is geared to win. And if you're not built for that, that's not the place for
you.
That's
on you.
And I say this, that's not the place where you want to lose either.
Mm-mm.
And I found that out the hard way. So like it's certain things that's going by, and there was some skeptical things that was going on that I could have reacted and retaliated to. But I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna do that.
I just got to be better.
You're on a one year deal. Would you go back?
Yes. Hell yes.
Especially, definitely, with the offseason. You get offseason, you got OTAs.
Everything. I don't have to. I'm getting tired of changing, bro. I'm at a point in my career, bro. I know it. I know way more than I knew last year.
Correct.
Now, you give me what you just said.
Yeah. It's a different ball game.
Okay. Not even that. A system with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know me. Doughboy knows me. Jacoby knows me. Bud knows me. The young tight ends know me. The younger guys that's going to come in, this is how Cam react. Like, we're still trying to flush out the 20 years of how it used to be. And I'm going in and I'm saying, well, that's not me.
Is there a chance you go back to New England?
There's always a chance for everything.
Y'all talking?
I can't say that.
You know I got to play by half.
Come on, media. Look, like, hey, man. But yeah, but it's a lot of things. Yeah. It's a lot of things that you say, bro, I can't. Nah, that's not me, bro. I'm not about to sit up here and go back and forth with coach. And it was tempted sometimes to do it. But you realize it's coming from a space of, bro, I just want to get my job done. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we the number one offense, right? There are some things that said that, you know, with quick tempers in a meeting where he's just like, coach, hold on, bro. Like, you trying me, bro. Like, you ain't talking. Say my name. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you can't take that route. First off, I didn't have no leverage. I'm on a one-year deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting yanked. For me saying all those things, bro, I'm not going to do that.
But you're still Cam Newton.
That's facts.
No. They changed the entire fucking offense to adhere to your ability. When you look at what they did, New England has never done that much on the ground. Yeah. Even from the time that I was, even when Corey Dillon was there, they hadn't done that much. And you're coming behind the goat,
mm-hmm.
right? So for them to come in and say, all right, we believe in this guy's ability so much, we're going to change our entire philosophy, right? And you guys ran out. It was some success early. COVID happened. Some other things happened. Defense wasn't playing as great as they had been playing to give you an opportunity to have the ball in your hand more often. But, bro, you are still Cam Newton. I still can see. I love that shit.
So let me say this fair to you. So, like, for me, it was still times where I was like, coach, use me. Like, use me, bro.
Like, what you...
We're talking about 12, 15 years, however...
20!
All right, 20 years of drop back, five wide.
Yes.
He can do that, too.
One under two. He can.
But that's the thing.
But that's the thing. They got to learn. They got to figure it out.
And that's why you're asking me, would I go back? Yes, I will go back, because now he knows
it's not that...
That dog. All right, let's say you're talking about the oomph is the dog?
Ain't no...
Okay, let's say he got the dog. You say you got the dog. We can bring the food out. Like, it's a good discussion over food. We got to feed this vegan. And we got McDonald's for this boy.
Man, what's that, nigga? Why 80? Yo, let's go, bitch! He need that.
But you've been saying it, though, because we talked about Cam on the show a couple shows ago.
Long, and you were
saying, no, because we were like, who's going to be the quarterback of the Patriots? And all you kept saying is, this is what's going to be.
Oh, Cam, I know it.
Remember,
I think you said Cam was done.
No, I ain't say that.
Oh, I'm definitely
I never
right.
said that. You trying to start something. What we got here, Chef? Oh, my bad, Chef. My bad, Chef. What we got?
Pigo
Chef,
day,
what
my
we got?
Brother.
What we got, boss?
So we got a little for you, brother. I know you was talking about a cheeseburger earlier.
Yes, sir.
We got that cheesy rice for you, that barbecue shrimp, a little bit of corn and zucchini. Yeah. And also for Fred Taylor and Brandon Marshall, we have some Corey shrimp, jasmine rice with carrots and coconut sprinkles.
I used to date a chick named Jasmine.
Swear.
And also for Cam Newton, we have barbecue baked beans, zucchini, and corn.
Why you make that
zucchini?
For him? He really vegan?
He really vegan.
Chef, we finna stop that, though. All that vegan, all that vegetable vegan.
Well, he need some chicken?
You can help me with the meal prep to get him right.
We trying got
to get
it, brother.
Get him to lose 20 pounds. Go help him next year.
All right, bet.
I'm going to get with him. We'll talk to you.
We'll make it happen. No problem.
So he going to be the guy with the meal prep?
No, I'm going to do it, because I'm finna move in with you.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to just work under him.
I got the stogies on deck now. I got premium Wi-Fi. Play
okay,
booty.
I'm ready.
You know FIFA?
Yeah. You play
FIFA? I don't want that FIFA yet.
Okay.
Ain't on that FIFA.
We can run the duos on. We can run the duos on the zone though.
We're all too grown to be playing video games.
That's a lie.
Three of y'all. You play video games.
That's part time work.
All right, where was we at? Cause we was about to get juicy.
Chef Low, BDA.
Chef Low.
What else you got for a chef? Talk to us about what you do every single day.
So I pretty much have the pleasure to cook for the Combine Athletes, a House of Athletes. So we got about 30 guys.
We don't know shameless plugs now.
You know, and that's it. On
for
top
athletes
of that.
The house. But I'm putting it's my bad. Go ahead.
I Am Woman.
Yeah.
So definitely also I'm the chef on I Am Woman as well, and I'm sending in for Chef Nancy tonight.
Nice. Inspiration.
Honestly, it's because I was brought up into it. My family always has pop-up shops. We always used to do a lot of fried fish growing up, catching sharks, fresh fish off the rocks, you know, spear fishing, scuba diving, all of that, more or less. That's where more of my influence comes from, and also from the island of Bermuda.
You said fried fish. You still do the fried? How you feel about Ocho talking about, you know, that whole debate about Ocho versus science and this fried food and not eating healthy? Because I'm with Cam on this.
So... personally,
I'm just asking. I just want their opinion.
I made some health changes personally for me. I removed dairy from my diet, and it helped to cut back on a lot of inflammation in my body. I used to play college basketball, so I would get a lot of knee problems and whatnot. As soon as I switched over to cashew milk and almond milk, my knee problems honestly just stopped completely, more or less.
No, that's not what happened. What you did is you switched over and you mind fucked yourself in thinking that's why it stopped.
Possibly, brother, but hey, we
no,
can't be
no,
all.
No, I'm like, no, possibly. Stand strong.
Man, we can't all be born with gifts like you, brother. Like, you a different
not
breed,
a gift.
Brother.
What's your ethnicity?
My ethnicity, I'm black.
You got the gift, son.
I know that, brother.
That's the gift.
I got the gift for hype. I didn't get the gift for athleticism, you know?
I got you.
That's funny.
All right, love it, Chef. Appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
All right, good. Tell Chef, and we're going to tell Chef you did good, bro.
Appreciate
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Not good, amazing. All right, so we talked about where we were, what's going on, and just to end this football conversation.
No, we can't end the football conversation.
I know it's juicy.
No.
This might be a two-part series.
I want to holler at Cam about, because I firmly believe that, you know, he's still, in my heart, he's still a Gator. A lot of people don't know he went to the University of Florida. You know what I'm saying? So in my heart, he's still a Gator. I remember... Cam, DT, Deontay, Chico, Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
A couple guys, they came up to my crib in Jacksonville.
Were they in college?
Yeah. They were in college.
Yeah.
They were in college, but my house was wide open to everybody.
Was it a big crib? I'm
going to let him finish, and I'm going to let him tell his story, and I'm going to tell my side
right.
of the story.
It was decent. I went crazy in Jacksonville. I had my big crib over here.
I was there. Right? I seen that.
So we was chilling. So they like... they took their Pell Grants or whatever they was getting the bread from. They like, let's play dice. Two dice. I take them upstairs to the game room on the pool table. And I broke everybody.
You took everybody's money, bro.
I took everybody bread. Cam, Chico, everybody. But I gave it back.
I gave it to DT though.
Deontay, DT from the crib.
From the city, from up.
Right.
Hold on, so you took everybody's money, then you gave it to DT.
I gave it to DT. I don't know what DT did after that, but I gave it to DT.
But it's a hometown thing. Right. It's a respect.
It's a little homie, right? So I gave it to DT. But what it showed me was, these is a good dude. Ever since then, I felt like little brothers. And you know what I'm saying? Everything they did, I was always proud of them. I hated what the university did, you know, with Cam. I still, to this day, feel like those national championships that we won could have easily... could have been his national championship.
Basically, you're saying Tim Tebow.
I'm not knocking Tim. I love Tim.
No, I'm asking because I really don't know. I'm not trying to be messy I am messy, Cam. But I'm not trying to be messy here. Give me the timeline.
No, I'm about to.
I was Tim Tebow's backup.
Okay, bet.
I was Tim Tebow's backup.
But that's the thing, though. He said he was Tim Tebow's backup. It was really 1A, 1B, 1B, 1A.
No, but you didn't.
He could have done the same thing.
But they didn't.
In my eyes.
They didn't know that, though. But in all respect, like a lot of who we are today is about the things that we've been through. Right? What I seen from the Tebows, the Percy Harvins, the Aaron Hernandez, the Mike Pouncey's, the Marquise Pouncey's, the Chris Rainey's, the Major Rice, the Joe Haydens, the Carlos Dunlap, like the Brandon Spikes. Like,
did you see the squad that he was on?
No.
All them boys, NFL.
No, but that
all
was
of them.
No.
All
listen,
of them. I didn't know they was all there together though.
That was two recruiting classes: Tim Tebow, like Percy, Brandon Spikes. That was one. Then we came back, followed it up with Marquise Pouncey, Mike Pouncey, myself, Carlos Dunlap,
Major Wright, Joe Hayden, Deontay Thompson. Like, bro, like, we got a bro, Ahmad Black. Like, bro, we had a dynasty, bro.
No, it was serious, but that was just that.
And then Chico, I forgot Aaron Hernandez.
See, and that's what I want to just kind of, you know, just really ask you, because I know how I felt, because I talked to him the day before everything went down.
What do you mean? What went down? Like, I mean, because we obviously, like, when before he went to jail,
the day before he allegedly committed suicide. We just had a conversation. Before he allegedly committed suicide, we just talked. He's in great spirits. Like we chopping it up. He was, big dog, you know, I'm here, man. You know, my family, this and that. Everything is good. So when they said he committed suicide, I'm sitting here like, I just talked to him last night.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't even mentally built like that. He wired different.
So we all got different Chico stories.
100%.
Like I was with Chico, like we was in the same recruiting class. So I seen the younger him. And one thing that I'll say about him, how he's being portrayed as this villain, that's not him. That's not him.
We talked about
it. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. What in all respects of what happened. The person that I know?
Yeah. Like, just from your experience.
And everybody from Florida at that particular point in time called him Chico. It wasn't even calling him Aaron. Like, no, bro. Chico. You talking about Chico? Right. Chico. Chico from Connecticut? Like, yeah. Like, he was a loyal, funny, goofy dude, bro. Like, so much so that he spent Thanksgiving with me and my family. Like, that. So don't get, like, the bashing of who he is and what he was done, that's understandable. We live in a day and time that's what it is.
And that's the part that I dislike, is because he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
So everything that's come up, I dismiss it, because that's not the Chico or the Aaron that I had grown to know from the night coming to the crib, to playing a game, you know, following up on the guys, to being being a teammate with him in New England. You know, my first year, 2009, 2010, when he came in, Grunt came in, Jules came in, like, all these guys was, you know, right under my arms, and it was still the same, like, all of us, just brothers in the locker room. None of that other funny, crazy that they're trying to say or portray.
But, bro, like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like, I don't know your experience, because you said, because you start diving into it. Like, you know him?
Yeah. I remember I was there the whole year with them.
So what was your experience like before I get my thoughts?
Cool as hell. Cool dude. Went out with him a couple of times, not out, but you know, to eat, chat. Mm-hmm. I had to pay for that jersey number. Oh, stuff like that.
How much you gave him?
Man, touch your nose, man.
How much you gave him?
Yeah, but maybe it was cool.
So here's what I'm saying. So everybody the sentiment is universal. Everybody who played with him. But y'all got to understand, like, people who wasn't around Chico, Aaron, like it y'all got to explain that. You know what I mean? Because the Pouncey brothers, loyal, like riding with them. You even y'all right now. So I get that. But then there's it seems to be another side to them. Like, it seemed to be another side to them. And do y'all, can y'all understand that?
Listen, do you have to respect what took place? There was a body, or in essence, bodies that were damaged. Right? In some way, shape, form, or fashion. I respect that.
Right.
And I'm not denying what was done was bad. Now, the person from my vantage point who they claim did it, nah.
You just can't see it.
Nah. But I knew him in a different time. Yeah. I knew the 17, 18, 19 year old Chico, you know, and obviously he knows a different time and a different time. But yet through it all, like, you know, when you're painted as a villain, like, the Joker ain't never, nobody tell no good stories of the Joker. Like, don't show his kid pictures or nothing like that.
Right, without a doubt.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, through it all, man, I knew a beautiful soul, fun-loving, you know, he was only thing he wanted to do was just make it to the league, like as everybody else. But to kind of touch base back to the story with Freddie T, he had this person who was in essence like a big brother, and he kind of took us under the wing of like he would we check up on us.
And you know, he know.
You
Rennie.
Know Rennie?
Ren.
Yeah, I know Rennie.
So
solid.
Right. So he would literally like coming from where I was from Atlanta, from Gainesville, that's 6 hours. And I would, you know, you get homesick or you just find yourself trying to do things that like that buy time. You know what I'm saying? Get your mind off. And it was bought up to us to be able to go to a game. So out of the love of who he, I'm oblivious to everything. You know what I'm saying? DT's talking about like, yeah, bro, we're going to holler at home team. Da 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 da. So cool. Like, I said, who? I said, Fred T. I said, you know Fred T? Yeah, bro. And at this time, like, Fred T was Jacksonville.
Everything.
Like, franchise player. Like, you know, you look at on the side of the stadium, like.
I'm still that.
Go ahead.
Don't deny it. Yeah. But yet, the thing, that wasn't what was the cool thing. Right. So from a 19-year-old's perspective, so I'm like, damn, so the game about to be over, so what we about to do? So Rennie like, man, what time y'all got curfew? We ain't got no curfew. We just got, 7 a.m. workouts in the morning. We just got to be up for that. Boom. Shoot, we're going to holler at, we're going to go back to Fred T house. So we go over there. And it clicked, like, so you mean to tell me if I take this game serious, I can have all this? Mm.
It was nice, bro.
What? Did I tell you where I was from?
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, you ain't walking in this, no like this.
Yeah.
So then I'm looking around, and then for him to be so humble and like, bro, like, yeah, bro, y'all play for the Gators, da-da-da-da-da. It was like, damn, bro, like, you try to hold your...
Yeah, right.
You
yeah.
just rushed for a hundo, bro. Like, we see you on ESPN, like, you know, going crazy.
Right.
But that wasn't the story I was going to tell. The story I was going to tell, we went there on that same pool table. That's when I start seeing real jewelry. Because I'm like, I'm looking at it. And then we went up there, he had a little jeweler there. All the, what's it called? I was like, man, this motherfucker's so rich, bro. He only got to go to the damn mall. Only the jewelry store is at the middle of the mall.
Right.
You feel me? Like, you want to go get a watch, a bust down watch was the.
You used to go to West End Mall? What you used to do?
West End? No. You had the Discount Mall. You had the Greenbrier Mall. You had, back in the day, you had Shannon Mall. Hell, you had South Lake Mall. But Lennox wasn't even in my tax bracket, man. What you doing in Lennox? Yeah, no, right. I ain't even going there. I'm trying to find an outlet, right. Man. So he goes up there, man, and like jewelry, like necklaces, rings, earrings, boom. And he probably don't even remember this. He bought his the significant other some earrings. And I'm like, damn, bro, like I'm gonna be able to do that one day. So, you know, just like anybody else.
put this down.
I'm over here looking at tags, bro. $20,000, $50,000. 75, 18,000. I'm like, bro, where the f*** are you getting these numbers from, bro? Like, just something, just light work.
Right.
And I was like, bro, it clicked. Like, I gotta have that. I want that.
Yeah.
Like, ain't nothing back up 75 north. I can't go back up there. Like, I need this. Like, this is making it from where I'm from. His kids was around. Everybody was around. They felt safe. It wasn't no... Five, 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 or woo, woo. Like,
right.
It was an environment where it was just like, bro, man, you drinking? Cool. We vibing? Cool. We watching the highlights? Right. Cool. I never had that. So I was like, bro, at that point, I need that. Right. So whatever is going to give me that, and that was football, I got to start taking it serious. My time at Florida, I wasn't ready. And Tebow was everything as hyped up to be. He's the greatest college football player.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh.
Nah, he's tough.
Ooh, whoa. That's a whole nother podcast. I don't know if we got time to dive in that.
Him and tripping.
Reggie Bush. Whoa.
My time.
I know who you about to go to.
My time.
The greatest collegiate football player ever is Peter Warwick.
Peter Warwick, yes!
No, that's my father.
Yes!
That's my father.
If you don't know, no, you can't say it. Percy.
Percy? Oh!
Come on, check it out. Look, swear.
You can't say
swear
that.
No, 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 no.
I love P. Dub.
Listen, listen. I love P. Dub. Listen, you didn't let me get my five.
I love P. Dub, bro.
Percy, bro.
Percy.
Percy Harvin.
Nah, dog.
Percy Harvin, no, I know, natural football player. Yes. One of those guys that was just like, he had, you talking about dog,
yeah.
finesse, attitude, aura, like,
I know, I give you that, but P. Dub.
Hey, and them runs. Look at them Gator runs. Look at the Florida runs. We won two in 3 years.
I get that.
Who was the superstar in those runs?
I get that, but you
Tim, but I say this, I say this. If Percy wasn't there, there's no Tebow.
And no,
real talk. Man. And I say that. And he know that.
I fight for Tim all the
real
time.
Talk. And anybody who's on that team knows if Percy's not there, there's no Tim Tebow. Real talk.
Great. You say Tebow's
Shout
the greatest.
Out Lou Murph.
You say Tebow's the greatest college player ever. You say P Dub. I say P Dub. Where's Chef at? Chef. Chef. Somebody got to break the tie.
Nah. P Dub was a dog.
Yeah,
I seen him.
He had a mean. He had a mean
dead leg.
I mean, he hit him with the. I'm looking at five.
Did you play with him in Cincy?
Yeah.
What happened?
Remember he tore his knee up.
Oh, my God.
He tore his knee up.
I mean, and that's what it was. But when he came in, was he still nice like that?
Yeah. When I got drafted, he was still nice. Him and Ron Dugans. Him and Ron Dugans was there.
P. Dub wasn't as explosive as Percy Harvin.
I give you that. I give you that.
That don't mean nothing.
Yeah, but that don't
mean nothing. That don't mean nothing.
Percy did. Percy returned kicks. Pound for pound, Percy returned kicks.
With no practice.
So did P. Dub.
P. Dub returned kicks. Percy returned punts. P. Dub returned punts. Percy played receiver.
So
P. Dub played receiver. Percy played running back. P. Dub didn't do that.
He didn't have to do that.
What's that shit called? The formation we get a quarterback?
Wildcat.
P. Dub ain't do
with
that.
With no practice.
Bro.
Like, listen, I'm literally, true story, bro. True story. I'm on the sideline. We was playing LSU. Like, that. It was like a Saturday night primetime game. LSU was, they had everybody, right?
And was Pat P there at the time?
It had to be a young Pat P. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't think he was that. He wasn't Pat P yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was in Florida. And I'm on the sideline. I'm literally, Dan Mullen was the offensive coordinator, Herb head coach. And I'm seeing him, Charlie Strong, D.C. And I'm sitting up, bro. We loaded, bro, on the coaching staff and everything. And I'm literally saying, like, we needed a spark.
Yeah.
We need to get, and I had the luxury of having the headphones. It was a live headphone, and you hear all the coaches talking, right? And it's like, it was weird to just kind of see how the coaches kind of communicate with each other. It would be respectfully or disrespectfully or however. they just said whatever they feel. Long story short, they said, man, we need to get Percy the ball. So Coach Mullen, bro, they literally coached him up on the sideline and say, you're going to come in. Take a snap, but you're going to go. It's like a misdirection
play.
They
drew this up in the dirt.
On the sideline. And 80 yards later, he scored. Bro, versus LSU. Like, yeah. LSU, like, this ain't no Miami Tech. Right, yeah. This ain't no DeVry University of Phoenix.
He said DeVry.
Like, ITT Tech. This is real dogs that he's going against. Right. He took the ball, bro, from the sideline, grabbed it, and hit it. And I said, bro, I've never seen nobody going against that type of firepower. Like, at that point on that field, the pendulum of skill set was so high. Like, when you're around players, you know, you see the Freddie T's, you see the Brandon Marshall, you see the Ochos, and it's just like, bro, y'all elevating my game by me just seeing it. And in workouts, working out every day, seeing these players just effortlessly, like, bro, five-star recruits, just like, bro, like, this a factory.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but when you came out, when you left Auburn.
No, no, I want to go back further. When you left Florida, you went, you had to go to JC.
Yeah, JUCO.
To the J. Did you develop, did you have a chip on your shoulder?
I did.
Like, what was, no. I want to say that. What was your mindset when you left Florida?
I transferred off the mere fact that they were still playing this game of who's the number two. They had John Brantley. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Florida.
And he was, and he was.
But his
was
people
nice.
Was in Ocala.
Yeah,
so that,
yeah, you know the backstory to that. And I was like, why am I competing for the number two? Who wants to be number two? I'm y'all put me in a situation where I'm hoping that a person gets hurt for me to play.
Right.
When y'all was support, when y'all gave me the idea that I'm going to be at least my role for this team is going to be what Tebow was when he was a freshman. Cause I mean, I can run, bro. Like I can do that. I've shown I can do that over time. Give me the ball to say, okay, Cam, run left. Okay, cool, I can do that in my sleep. Yeah. And those were the things is like, that's what I thought I was going to do, at the least. It never was presented itself. Now, to say that, he won the Heisman. Now, what the hell are you going to say now, Cam?
Yeah.
What am I going to bitch and complain on the sideline that this man won the Heisman? No. That's so, yeah, he has all the accolades to make him the greatest player in college football, barring Percy Harvin. Right.
Mm. So, okay, let's fast forward now. Mm-hmm. You make it to the league, and was those your words or somebody else's words talking about, I want to be an icon?
This was a misquote. This was Peter Berg, and he asked the question, I had just signed the deal with Under Armour. Mm-hmm. And it was the most, at that time, more than anybody has ever signed as a rookie. And he was getting into details of what does this deal mean? And I said, this deal is in essence something that's, I want to be more of an icon for a sport, right? And was that a bad use of words? No. Because at the end of the day, we want to see ourselves as the LeBrons, as the Michael Jordans.
Do you think you became an icon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't deny that.
Yeah. I agree. I gotta get my Greg Gumbel on.
I said like this though. When I came into the league, Michael Vick was headed out, mm-hmm. right? Vince Young was headed out. I was coming off the tracks of
not Jamarcus.
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus. Okay.
So the thought of a black quarterback.
It made it easy for you.
The thought of a black quarterback was in essence. Like, who are we? Donovan McNabb was still there, but he was on the backside of his career. Now, when I look at the league now, I'm seeing Lamar, Deshaun, about to be Justin Fields. You know what I'm saying?
Russell Wilson. Kyler Murray.
Yeah. You know
Dak
what I'm
Prescott.
Dak,
Dak
I'm about to say Dak. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
And minorities were automatically like, okay, well, he's a high-risk player. I'm not saying I'm a trailblazer for that, but the fact what was done helped that.
Yeah, but I don't put you in that. I don't think you're an icon because of that. Like I really don't. Like to me, you're an icon because of how you did it. It's almost like how Ocho did it, right?
Yeah.
It's like this disruptive, and for you, it's just like this is who I am. Right? Like even, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I think you're an icon. And then you back that up. 2015, you go on that magical run, you go to the Super Bowl. And it was like, you balling and you doing it your way. That's why I think you're not, that's why I think
but
you
back that up. But the tie it all in, when, and he may not have known, but I peeped how he moved with like DT, you know what I'm saying? Like being accessible. Like what was in this man's?
You mean Fred?
Yeah, well, like going back all the way back then, like you take mental notes. So,
right.
Damn, that's how he act. Like that's cool, bro. Like you really the OG. Like you could have easily been like, man, I don't want these in my house, bro. Like, you feel me? Like these.
Right.
He was open, like, bro, whatever y'all need, man, reach out. Just, so for me, when young dudes come in the league, like, bro, use me. Right. How can I help?
No. Not just the OGs. So 2015, that was Super Bowl 50, right?
Yeah.
I was still playing. And I was on the sideline reporting for CBS. And you made my day. You made my day because you Cam Newton, and you had a magical year, and you're in the Super Bowl, and I'm standing on the sideline, and everybody, cameras are on around you. And all week, you got media row, all of that.
Yeah.
Tired. Probably, Cam, And bro, you came out your way and you came and you chopped it up with me.
Yeah.
And you ain't rushed the conversation. You took a picture with me. I'm in the league. I just came off of 1,500 yards. Yeah. And you made my day. So you talking about the young cats, but that right there, bro, said a lot, made my day and it said a lot about who you are. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you remember that moment. You probably don't.
Yes.
You know, Super Bowl 50.
No,
you know,
but it was a magical moment. You don't forget Super Bowls, bro. Right. You don't forget experiences. But the thing for me, like, barring football, like, cool, I am who I am. But, bro, I'm a genuine dude, bro.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of people can't say that. They want to say it, but a lot of people don't mean that. Like, if I f*** with you, bro, I f*** with you. Mm-hmm. And this ain't no, like, let me put this lingo, like, f*** all the cameras and shit, bro. If I f*** with you, bro, I f*** with you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get a lot of this twisted, like, the outfits and shit. Like, bro, I'm going to say it for the fourth time. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, bro. don't get this twisted. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, I just do it. You got to stay funky.
So how do you stay real? Because I seen you in Paris, too. You in Paris. You got cigars. You from, I'm going to say it. You from Atlanta, Georgia, bro. Ain't nowhere, nobody wearing no hats like that. Ain't nobody doing no stogies.
I'm going to say it for him. And we said it before. Exposure lead to expansion. He's moving. You know what I'm saying? He deserves everything that he's gotten. He's bust his ass. He's worked for it. He's been against all of the odds. So now it's time for him. He's getting out and he's just living.
But I say, you talking to a person like, bro, I give back. Do you know? No, it's not for you to know. It's not like for me to show how many times I'm going to the hospital, the Boys and Girls Club and the shelters. Like, that's corny to me. Like, it's just...
It's funny you go there.
Nah,
yeah. No, it's funny you go
there. I was playing golf. I went to play golf in Atlanta somewhere, and we made a turn. I see Cam Newton Rose somewhere. Yeah. I don't know where I was.
Yeah.
But the shit, I'm like, I love that. Yeah. Where is it? I don't even know where it is. But I saw the shit. I'm like, all right. I respect that. I love it.
All right, hey, bro, we, you know, used to locker room. We ain't gonna put you on the pedestal too much, but I gotta highlight it. I hit you up. I'm like, yo, I want to do this, right? I want to help out the frontline employees. Yeah. You took my call. We talked about this. Was just last year.
It was
beginning
time,
of the pandemic. No. Mm-hmm. You said, bro, I'm in, no doubt, but don't put my name on it.
But
no, I respected that. So when you talk about, you know, like, do you know, that was your number one thing. You said, bro, I'm doing whatever, 22,000, don't matter. Just don't put my name on it. I don't want to do all of that.
It was a lot of things that was going on. And I'm a person who is a monster philanthropist. Me getting the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award is cool, but who you really are is even better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I told you, you tell me how much I need to send, tell me what I need to do. I don't care about the parades and all that shit, bro. I really want to help people.
Right.
Like, you're talking to a person who has a foundation, who has all-star teams, that kids that literally, it's either football or failure. Football or failure. It ain't no in between, right? That's their way out for the sixth time, Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So when you're talking to them, it's like, bro, you want to, how much does a Richard Mille cost? Like, they see all the rappers and I'm like, bro, you see, because where we're from, the Dope Boys are the icons.
Yeah.
Like, how do we get that? Like, damn, like, this is a Benz, like, on rims. Like, all the girls go, like, this dude got a wad full of money.
Atlanta,
like,
who's running BMF?
What, hello?
Yeah.
who's doing, how do you get that? And this is how you do it, illegally. So me trying to pull that out and say, bro, you don't got to do that. Commit to football. You can have all that the right way.
So football, passion.
Mm-hmm.
Philanthropy, passion.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you're doing some, you put your entrepreneurial hat on. Right?
Yeah.
I want to hear about it. I mean, I just heard a small bit, but everybody that's tuning in, they're going to probably want to hear about it too.
So for me, I like smoking cigars, as my partner right here does too. I want to say I got one of the best, if not the best, cigar lounge in America.
The best fellowship.
Like, real talk. Like,
really? You been?
Yeah.
We sell the Ochos.
You got the Ochos?
Man, come on, man. Every time he send them, he ain't send them in a while. But he need to bring them back. But real talk, But I'm saying that to say
you sold out.
Sold out.
It's like booming.
That's a good thing.
It's booming.
Real talk. So with that, it's like, let's not be no mistake. Like, we still do it for reasons where, for monetary benefits. And being a business owner is one of those things. So having that business kind of shows you the ins and outs. Like, you still do things that you learned on the football field, and you emulate those things in business. Mm. And it's no different. And even that, like, everybody sees me with the hat. Like, I got a hat company, and I want to show y'all this hat that I got coming out. And I
bust that open, but talk about more about Fellowship, like the location. What was
so
the
it's
mindset?
In Atlanta. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, for the seventh time. And it was geared towards having a safe environment for the businessman. Right. And you're talking about, you know, the Black Hollywood of the world. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, the strip club, Anthem, like, yeah, everything, yeah, yeah. Like, the mecca of that aura, the city of the scammers, like, everything is Atlanta, you know what I mean? You know, Jay-Z said, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. If you make it in Atlanta, man,
right,
you can make it anywhere, you hear me?
Right.
That's just how I feel. So, with that being said, I just wanted to create an environment where, you know, you have a safe, business-oriented place where you can not only socialize, you can network, you can not only network, you can have a great time, have great food, as well
as
cigars.
Is it membership based?
We do have membership based as well. So we have certain events exclusively for the members, and you have exclusivity to being in certain areas.
How you get around? How the hell did you get around cigars and food in the same damn venue? Because people have been trying to solve that for years, right? Like, and I mean, a lot of people don't understand what I'm saying, but there's permits that you have to pull, and, you know, you can't smoke inside.
It's certain permits that you have to have. There's certain permits that you have to abide by. It's like a 50-50-50 kind of realm.
Hold on. You got to be careful when you talk about 50-50 on this show.
55-50.
Oh, we had a discussion. Hold that right there. We had a discussion, okay. Right?
About New
the
England.
The beginning of the season. About New England. It's like, okay, so who contributed
Brady.
The most? Was it Belichick or Brady? And so we always going around talking about, you know, off 100. It was 60% Brady, 40% Belichick or whatever. This dude went, and when it was his turn, he's like, I think it's 55-50.
I'm going to tell you why. It still went over everybody's head, though. You've been in the system. You've been in the system, right? What I was trying to say was, it's more than 100%.
Mm-hmm. They go right.
hey, it went amazing. In my head, it was amazing. These motherfuckers crazy, right? So, when you in New England, how much effort Bill gonna give you?
Bro, he's
off of 100%.
Well, 100. You can't say 105.
Yeah, right.
You got to be with me, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to say, bring 110% today.
Real talk.
So, that still ain't 105.
I swear, you got to say 55-55.
Yeah, 55.
Yeah, you got to say 55-55.
No, but what I was trying to say was more Tom than Bill. Bill is amazing.
But don't, we don't want to get to go there. I just want, because you brought up 50-50, because we go back to the entrepreneur. Like, I want
to. But with to have the ability to serve alcohol as well as tobacco as well as food, there are certain permits and laws that you have to abide by. And that's why I say we're the best cigar lounge in America, because a lot of places can't do that. A lot of places have got shut down, or you can no longer sell cigars because you don't meet that requirement. Just as much tobacco as you serve, you have to serve food. Just as much food as you serve, you have to serve alcohol. And it has to coincide like that.
See, that's why I did my research, because on the outside, Cam Newton, Superman, got all this other stuff going on. We don't really know who you are. And so when I did my research and I start pulling back the curtain on some of the things that you're involved in, it's like, you really in this. Because like, you're Cam Newton, you can just put your name on anything. Like, yeah, give me the money, Under Armour, give me the money, whatever. But when it comes to this, like, you really know it. And I think that's the difference between people who go from good to great in business to good to out of business. Yeah. So that's why, like, I really wanted to have this conversation with you, because I really want to get into your head on, you know, where this passion come from, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurship
it's
and business.
Important, it's important that people understand to really know the plan. And knowing the plan is, okay, my timeline for certain things is this. Okay, what's the plan after? I never wanted to be desperate when I got to after to start. That's when you make mistakes. You just saying, okay, bro, like this is a business venture. Let me dump money here. Like, this is a business venture. Let me dump money there. Because you'll make mistakes. Like I know this business. I know it enough to be able to expand to a different market. You know, and know how it's going to sell, what's going to work, what's not going to work. I know not to get, you know, this business in a certain place because their permits won't even allow you to even have to run a business the right way. Right. So, you know, all in all, it's you got to do your homework. You got to do it in a matter that, like, money is one thing, but time is everything.
100%. With that being said, retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Time is everything. Is it in the near future?
For me, I can't go out like that.
I mean, we got that's real. We just saw the Athletic?
The Athletic reported that. Yeah, it was basically like, you know,
sources have said
that
they said your arm strength isn't what it's supposed
to be. Retirement is not off
and
the table.
Retirement isn't off. So I'm asking you right here, right now, I'm at the let us hear it, but the people gonna hear it too.
Hell,
I already know.
No, you can't. I can't go out like that.
No timetable.
No, I can't go. I can't go out like that.
Till the wheels fall off.
No, it's not even till the wheels fall off. I can't go out like that. You got the arm strength. Come on, man. Somebody just played and he's 43.
I love you. I'm always on your corner.
But because I want to really have this conversation because like this is. You know what I mean? This is everything. You know, we all want to continue to play. We all wish we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you talk about you can't go out like that. Can't you feel like you can still do it? You still Superman.
It's my turn to talk?
Hell yeah. Yeah, like what do you think? Is that like I'm not here.
But you gotta put yourself in my shoes.
I understand that. I understand.
I ain't in the locker room no more. I gotta talk about you every day.
That's fine.
I'm on first things first.
But
Cam Newton.
But you're doing your job.
That's how I know your stats.
But you're doing your job.
You rush for 15 times the first time, 75 yards, and then you know what I mean.
Hear me out, bro.
Okay.
Like that's cool, and it's cool, and my mom gonna kill me for talking like this. I'm sorry, mom. But look, bro. I hear all that, bro. Yeah. Like, I ain't never been a favorite.
Yeah.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, that's about for the eighth time. But you know where I'm from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Like, come on now. Like, bro, you only got a certain amount of options to do. And given the hand that I was dealt, bro, like, going into last year, is he healthy? I just wanted to finish healthy. Now it's like, if I'm able to learn his system, like, come on, bro. I can't go out like that. My pride won't even allow me to do that. And you could talk about this. You could talk about that. You could talk about whatever. Listen, bro. There's not 32 guys better than me.
Mm.
Put it like that. So you're asking me, like, bro, I'm not 32. Like, real talk. Like, I'm like, when you put it like that, bro, I'm not the 32 worst. Like, come on, man.
Top 10, and that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
You know what I'm saying?
He top 10?
But
easy.
No. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve that.
It ain't about what you deserve. It's what you've done,
but listen,
and you top 10.
Listen, there is certain things that, and the topic is what the topic is. I'm not done, bro.
Yeah.
And whether, it's just a matter of time.
So what's next?
New England, with off-season OTAs.
You like him in
with 1 year under his belt.
Like you like him in New England?
Yeah.
Ron Rivera said he ain't ruling out you coming to Washington. You got
Riverboat.
And I like that young boy over there. Oh, McLaren.
Boy,
McLaren.
Yeah, now that's
woo.
Boy.
You like him there, Ocho?
Boy, that boy, you got? Boy, he nasty.
Right.
It's in God's hands.
When we going to D.C.?
In God's hands.
Bro, don't give us that, bro. You just broke news on I Am Athlete with the thing going. You've been built on this company for
years.
See,
that's all I fuck, man. It's the Stogie talk. It's a little different type of talk, bro.
Oh.
The Stogie talk. This is my man, bro. He knocking blessings, man. All
right,
sheesh. Man, where my head at? That's in my head. That's in my head.
Let's get back to that.
Hey, yo, check this out, man. So with my hat company, Mashika Hats, this is our first collection. We're coming out. I need all y'all hat sizes. I ain't forget about Channing.
Channing got a big old head.
Swear. Hey, we got it.
He's from Atlanta, too.
It's
you
all
know
custom.
That.
Right, I do. He threw me under the bus a couple times, too, but it's all right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, so I pay attention to what y'all motherfuckers say now. Yeah. So I really watch the show. I am an athlete, but I am really an athlete, though. So. All right, so anywho, back to the point.
Yay.
So at the end of the day, I have a hat company and Mashika Hats. We make fire stuff. So every time you see me in a hat, it's a Mashika hat. And we're dropping our first collection, with a Black History Month tribute. And we're highlighting three pioneers.
Hold on, time out. Are we getting an exclusive right now?
Yes, you are.
Bro, you came on I Am Athlete to give us the exclusive?
Come on, bro. I'll take care of y'all, bro.
That's respect, bro. You know, let me get a hug, bro.
You know where I'm from?
Night. Atlanta with a night. We made it, Ocho.
So we got three pioneers that we're highlighting, but I have one that we're going to highlight today. And it's Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, and Harriet Tubman. Three trailblazers that, in their own respect, changed the game for us as a culture, as a race, right? So we wanted to do our due diligence with it. And we're creating this masterpiece in a hat. And every person, as you will see, the customization of it, and that will make sense here in a second. You see the Rosa Parks card right here. The only reason why I'm not wearing this hat is because it is a display. It is an exclusive. We haven't even made it my size yet. But yet, the thing that I love most about this hat is not today. Right?
Not
so
today,
for her to be a pioneer and to be strong, a double minority, a black woman, hold on, but the inside too. You get to see Rosa and the quotes that she stood for. So, yeah.
What does the double minority mean?
Double minority?
She's a woman. She's a woman. Black.
And she's black. So, and she made an impact with all that. Bar. Boom.
So we get the exclusive. That's big. We made it. All this whole time since you've been wearing these hats, because that's all we talk about every week.
I thought they were Nick Fouquet at first.
That's what you thought?
And I'm glad to know you got your own.
Yeah.
Because that's where I can go now. So I ain't got to go to Buddy.
That's strategic.
Hell no. Why would you?
Because I ain't know.
By black, by minority. Like, we'll talk. Like, we've, as a culture, we've made so much money for other people.
Right.
We don't take care of ourselves, bro. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, bro.
I ain't even know.
Now you know.
I could have sworn I thought all you had was Nick Fouquet.
Yeah, bro. Like, you doing all this, bro. Like, this whole time. This boy, every week, we talking on ESPN, on Fox. We talking about what Cam Newton wearing. And this whole time, you've been building your company?
Yeah.
That's strategic. Yeah. Water.
Like a wise man told me, man, I'm some dumb. I ain't plum dumb.
Ooh. All right, so, I mean, are we talking about... Are we talking about brick and mortar? Are we talking about online? Like, how do
we got a brick and mortar and we got online?
Yeah.
Like, it's something like all my business ventures has been strategic enough for me to know the thing. I really, like I told
Try
you,
it on, big head.
I told you the five head. F's for me, you know, this off season is obviously faith, obviously family, football, fitness, and fashion. Yeah. Like, those are the things that I'm kind of trying to rock with.
We're going to have to add another F to that.
Food.
Because you ask for to eat right.
Or wrong.
No, right.
Damn, this is dope, bro.
Appreciate you, bro. It dropped nice. February 15th.
Really nice.
You know what I'm saying? Online.
So, I don't know if you know this, but we shifted the conversation to I Am Athlete to I Am Black.
Yeah.
You know, the highlight. So, this is perfect timing. We didn't know you was going to do this. We didn't know we was going to get the exclusive. So, this is perfect timing for, you know, what we're trying to highlight this month. A lot of times we lean into the struggle of the black experience and we really don't highlight, you know what I mean, the people who are thriving, you know, and then obviously you can't talk about one without the other. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I need to hear this. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's time for us, when you talk about buy black, support black, I think it's time for us to have these conversations and really take our community, our culture to a whole nother level. So I support you, bro. And you don't have to gift it to me. I'm buying.
That's cool. Man.
Fact, don't send me nothing.
Get one of
Michi.
Don't
send me nothing.
Get one of Michi. That's the real superstar, facts, man. We got to chat.
But hold on. Even that, like, that's big, right? We talk about entrepreneurship. You know what I mean? Like, you can easily gift me this. And this, I'm going somewhere with this, and it's big. I want to get y'all thoughts on this. I need to support you. You got a team behind you. You got an operation. You putting people on. Don't gift me nothing.
You know,
send me the bill.
Listen. You know, I respect that. It's because when people buy black, they always go to the register. And they say, man, come on, hook a brother up.
Mm.
When you go to Gucci, Louis, or Prada, do you say that?
Can't. Ain't no discount.
So what gives you the right to say that to that business owner or that business that needs the money when you making the rich richer? So, yeah, for me and my New Year's resolution, I promise, I made a vow to myself, I'm not going to buy any high fashion. I'm going to buy black. I'm going to buy in my community as much as I possibly can, right? Realistic, and hold people accountable to that. I thrift store shop, and there's some dope stuff there. You know what I'm saying? And meanwhile, I'm saying this as I'm rocking Ralph Lauren right now. That's cool. But that's just how we're institutionalized, sort of speak. But yet, it's a lot of people that don't know. That do not know, you know, how to, you know, in our culture.
What are we supposed to do, bro? Like, how do we support, you know what I mean, those young entrepreneurs, black entrepreneurs that's trying to make it? What, like, give me the blueprint. What are we supposed to do?
I can't tell you that, but I can tell you, you have to change your mentality, and you can't be a crab with intel. Right.
What do you mean?
You can't, if you know, teach. Right. Like, I got a partner that's with me right now, Deshaun. Right. And played football, did everything, grew up together, known each other since we was 8. Law. Everybody know him in the city. Law. Right. Respect. And the thing that made me most proud of him, got a serious neck injury that got him out of football, was confused just like anybody else would be. Like, damn, like, I don't know how to play football. I can't play football. What the hell am I going to do? Got a master's degree and all that. Still don't know what to do. And the thing that made me most proud about him, he dropped a candle, like candles, like he's making candles, like, and he not just buying it from somewhere. He's literally with the wicks and the wax and the incense and the things like that. I'm like, bro, like. And he could have easily known good and well, like, this is my, he's everything but the same blood to me. If he hurt, I hurt type shit. You see what I'm saying? And for him to do it on his own, like.
Made you want to help more.
It's just like, bro, he could have easily said, bro, I need 20 bands, bro, just to flip it. I promise you I'll give it back. But at the same time, if he would have took it, he would not have known the struggles of what his 20 would have been. And I could have easily done it, but for him to get his own intel, to reach out to the certain people, and for people to teach him, and for him to learn, and for him to pick up a book, for him to kind of look and see certain things, like, those are everybody not going to be LeBron, Cam, Ocho, Fred, you know.
No, it's Ocho, LeBron, and Cam. Like, y'all next level when it comes to the...
Stop that.
No, it's real.
100%.
No, but speak real. Like, not, I appreciate it, but I like where you're going with it, because people need to understand that.
But it's more important that when you do get in these positions, and we had, I mean, I've seen topics where y'all had on camera where it's just like, you know, teaching people financial literacy, that's a real thing. Like, that's a real athletic issue, because I'm broke as hell today, and tomorrow I got $20 million in my account, or it's going to be at one particular point in time. How the hell do I, like, I'm mentally still broke, but I'm rich as hell.
Right.
And it's hard for a person to get outside of that box, so they just start dishing money out left and right and end up being broke. So you help yourself by
finding out what you like. I like cigars. I like fine dining. I like wine. I don't drink hard liquor. I only drink wine and I smoke cigars. Never did anything else outside of those things. So I buy an investment that I want to learn more about to teach me those things. I've reached out to so many different people. And yeah, I did get some flaw, you know what I'm saying, messages like, bro, to beat around the bushes and things like that. I'm still trying to teach myself or learn as much as I can about fashion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is that why you was in Paris?
Yeah.
That's why you've been in Paris.
The Paris trip impacted me the most with fashion. Because I'm looking at this, and for the 10th time, I'm going to tell you, like, culture starts in Atlanta. Like, and I'm like, bro, I seen a dude rocking this. A lot of how you see me dress, and like, that's the culture. You know what I'm saying?
You can't just teach.
It's not no rule book about fashion, bro. It's like, it's just in you. It's not on you. It's in you. You feel me? So when I went to Paris, it changed my life because it was like, bro, they rocking like next generation shit. But I see that every day walking down flat shoes, Old National. You know what I'm saying? Zone 1 to 6. So like, bro, like this real talk, like Zone 3, Zone 4, all that. Like people got style, bro, and been had it for years. So when you see me on TV, like this is just my way of expressing myself. And that's what it is. I don't want to be in no box. I don't want to be you, bro. Like, Ocho, I don't want to be you. Fred, I don't want to be. Y'all inspire me, but I don't want to be y'all. I'm me. And you got to respect that for what it is.
And so. You've inspired millions. I can honestly say in my book, I'm sure probably in you guys' book, you're a legend. Definitely a lot of kids' book. And don't discredit yourself. You that dude. Like, you're a fucking legend, bro. You feel me?
No, you're
humble in that sense, I feel you. But with what we've seen, you've done big, big things. You've took a franchise from here to here. You know, you MVP, like you've done major things from the odds against you in college to going to JUCO to coming back, winning national championship at Auburn. You know, you win all these other, you've gotten tons and tons of accolades. I'm not saying that because you're here. You know, I can't say that I'm proud, but I always like to say I'm excited for you. When you do your thing, it makes me feel good. Keep doing everything you're doing, from the philanthropy to the entrepreneurial stuff to letting people know who you really are. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your passions take you, they're going to take you. At the end of the day, I know you're going to give it 120%.
60.
I always get hungry. But no, I'm just trying to cap it off saying,
yes, sir.
When the student becomes a teacher, you know what I'm saying? I respect everything you've done. It brings a whole level of excitement over me to see what you're doing. I don't see you all the time. We don't talk all the time. But I love those young moments. And I love to see what you're doing now. And everybody else, they're going to figure it out. It might hit them later, but they understand that your heart is good. You're solid as fuck. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. You feel me?
So appreciate
I respect that.
That.
I respect that.
Hey, y'all shave y'all balls, man? Y'all like I no like come on like say what
you
say? Hey, not Ocho. look, T.O. came on the show. What did he say? What did T.O. say? What the show?
Changing gears.
So we got a segment on the show called Changing Gears. Okay. So I got Manscaped here, and I really like. We talking to the locker room, Cam. Stay with me right now, okay? And this is real talk. We talk about everything. We talked about, you know, getting your ass checked. You know what I'm saying?
Getting your ass ate. All that.
No, we ain't said No, we did not. No, we did not. Stop it.
We talk about manscaping, right?
We talk about mental health. We talk about finance. We talk about marriage. We talk about everything. So now I'm talking about hygiene for a man. We expect our women to shave and make sure everything clean. Do you manscape? Do y'all? What
I don't
is
have.
That?
I don't have a choice when I'm on set. I ain't got a choice. Bruh. Oh, you ain't know that?
I don't need. What's the question?
No, for real though. No, that's a big topic though. OG, you kick us off because you know sometimes you take us, you get our head right.
Why are you asking me then?
Because you the OG. That's what you do. That's the seat you occupy.
Okay, what's the question?
The question is, what's our hygiene down here? Should we be cleaning up, bruh? This Manscaped.
It depends on what your girl want, what your lady like.
I say it like this. It's some dirty dudes out there. Mm-hmm. Some dirty people. We all know the shower pill thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know about manscaping and out of air. We all got preference, and it's a little too personal for on air. But if you know, you know.
Hey, you know. But if you're going to manscape, that's cool. Do your thing. I just want these young boys, just drive between your motherfucking toes. Like, these young boys, they don't know that.
Dry between your toes.
Yeah, because guys get out the shower, and you, between your toes is fungus.
But we don't have these conversations.
Oh, you're talking about it's essential that you wash in between
and
your
dry,
toes.
No, more than washing, dry your motherfucking inner toes.
Oh, toe.
I feel like it's our responsibility as men to make sure you trimmed and you clean down there. Fact.
Man, just overall hygiene, like whether you shave your nuts or not, bro, like just be clean. Like it's too many, like brush your teeth too. Like put deodorant on, take baths, multiple. Like there's no cap of how many baths you or showers you could take in a day. And we're talking about rich, wealthy people that does not do that all the time. It's some nasty people that really is out here that's like, bro, like how could you do this to yourself? Let alone your girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're dirty. But, you're, like, for me, like, make no mistake about it. Like, I'm scruffy right now. I'm going through a phase of my life, and a lot of it has to do with my professional phase. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm in that mode. Like, I'm scruffy. Yes. And I want people to know that. And I remind myself every time I look in that mirror, but I'm clean as a whistle.
Man, it's 2021. I think manscaping is really important. Shave between the ass cheeks.
I love Ocho. Ocho's back. Fellas, what's going on? Y'all need some towels?
Appreciate it.
There you go, man. Yes, sir. Cam Newton here at your service. Be here all day.
All right, now.
Hey, brother. Appreciate how you doing?
It.
There you go.
Appreciate you, Cam.
All right, now you sure you need another one?
I'm good.
Okay. Make sure you got to close the door after you get done. Big man, you need some... You sure? All right, Cam Newton, I'll be here all day. Giving all your towels.